Morning. I'd like to call this session to order. My name is Phil Colton. I've been asked to moderate this session, and I'm very pleased to welcome our two delegations from Cambodia, from the Kingdom of Cambodia, and from the Lao People's Democratic Republic. We have with us today the minister for the Ministry of Cults and Religion, who we are very honored to have with us today. And his attending with him in the delegation is Nguyen Tuan, who is a special advisor on religious affairs for the government of Cambodia. They happen to be husband and wife. 45 years, I found out, with 6 children and 13 grandchildren. So we are honored to have her as an advisor here today. And also Un Dari, who is Director General for the Religious Affairs Ministry of, or the Ministry of Cults and Religion. And from the Laotian delegation, we have, of course, His Excellency Pankhaeo Langsi, who in his background, I will mention, has been the ambassador from Laos to Cuba, also Nicaragua and Paraguay, and Venezuela as well. And he is now back in Vientiane, and responsible as the Director General of the Department for International Relations of Mass Organizations within the Committee for External Relations of the Central Committee. Accompanying him is Panasian Bonte, who is the Deputy Director of the Buddhist Division within the Department of Religious Affairs in the Lao Front for National Construction. We are honored to have these delegates here today, and we appreciate the work that they have done and their attendance at this symposium. It adds to it in a large manner. What we have done is we will go according to the program, and we will turn the time to Minister Minkin, who, as I should mention also, has been in the Ministry of Religious Affairs for some time. He was a vice minister from 89 to 91. Prior to that time, he was the Secretary of State of the Royal Palace Ministry, and now is serving as the most recent minister of cults and religions. And we'll turn the time now to the minister, please. That he will be speaking in Khmer.
Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, today I have great honor and pleasure to be and I'm very honored and very, very happy that I was invited to participate with all of your excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, in this year's symposium on connecting communities of discourse, how the judiciary, academia, government, and international institutions further the work of religious freedom. That this is, which is taking place in the city of Salt Lake City, the state of Utah, in the United States of America. In this great opportunity, I would like to express my highest appreciation for this conference this conference is very important to share opinions, experience, and information with each other for the benefit of religious freedom. Cambodia is a kingdom in Southeast Asia. It has a total land area of 181,035 square kilometers, and the population is approximately 14 million, where there is a king which reigns but does not govern the country, and it is a democracy, a pluralist democracy, with a constitution, and follows human rights. Because of the win-win policy of the royal government of Cambodia, the country has gained peace and security after more than 3 decades of civil war and internal conflict for over 3 decades. The political agenda of the royal government of Cambodia, under the leadership of the great Somdaik Hun Sen, the prime minister of the Kingdom of Cambodia, has set out the rectangular strategy for growth, employment, equity, and efficiency, in which is the cornerstone in which good governments and all areas of state reforms. As a result, Cambodia has achieved favorable economic growth and progress in poverty reduction and freedom of religious belief as well. In parallel with economic growth, better social infrastructure, political stability, and respect of human rights, the freedom of religion has been improving in Cambodia, not only with Buddhism, which is the state religion, but also the Islam and also other religions throughout the country. Cambodia has given both sexes freedom to make choices according to themselves.
Is the translator caught up with us now? Mr. Minister, just a second. We've lost the translation. Yeah, in English. No, we could not hear you. Yes, we can hear you now. Okay.
Cambodian people of both sexes have full rights to believe, freedom to believe and to practice religious belief is assured by the state on the condition that no violation on others' beliefs, religious social order, and public security. Buddhism is a state religion.
Cambodia adheres firmly to a belief that follows human rights that has been declared in by the United Nations in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, also other covenants that are related to human rights, women's rights, and children's rights. Khmer citizens shall be equal before the law, enjoying the same rights, freedom, and obligations, regardless of race, color, sex, language, religious belief, and political tendency, national origin, social status, wealth, or any other status. The exercise of personal rights and freedom by any individual shall not adversely affect the rights and freedom of others. The exercise of such rights and freedom shall be in accordance with the law. Cambodia adheres firmly to a long traditional belief in Buddhism in its ancient history, but has never experienced any religious conflict. Even today, many other religions are rapidly expanding. The Cambodian people adhere to a principle of tolerance, respect for each other's rights of religious belief in a good manner. Therefore, the state of religion is very good. According to the statistics of the Ministry of Cults and Religions, now we see that 95% of the population believe in Buddhism, 3% believe in Islam, 1% Christian, and the rest 1% believe on other religions. Buddhism has two sects. The Mahayanikaya sect and the Dhammayuti sect. And there are a total of 4,331 Buddhist pagodas, and there are 56,040 Buddhist monks. For Islam, we have a total of mosques and suhravs of 295 different mosques, and also 465,732 believers. Christianity is the third largest religion with 325 churches, 219 schools, and 135,282 believers. The rest are follow other religions, such as Mahayana Buddhism, Baha'i, or other religions. In order to maintain religious harmony in Cambodia for a long-lasting future, the Ministry of Cults and Religions, in collaboration with other relevant ministries, has issued some regulations to avoid religious discrimination among religious groups. In such a sense, we encourage all the religions to exist in harmony and cooperation in the worldly, in order to restore and develop the country develop the country once again. After the January 7th, 1979, when the nation was liberated from the genocidal massacre in Pol Pot's Democratic Kampuchea regime, during that time, all religions were eliminated. Consequently, even though the birth of a religion may date back to hundreds or thousands of years, all the religions in Cambodia share the same length and the same birthdays in the year of 1979. This is because because during the genocide of Pol Pot, all of the religions were destroyed. Therefore, this is a very strange phenomenon that occurred in this country. Cambodia now gives full religious freedom to all Cambodian people, as stipulated in the constitution. We have freedom to both sexes to make this decision. From this standpoint, the royal government of Cambodia has set a high priority to the religious sector by inserting this sector into the nation's motto that reads, Nation, Religion, King, with a view to simultaneously promote their advancement, development, and to be complementary to each other. As we have all been aware, the religious sector can be seen as a major contributor to development and maintenance of peace for a whole society. The term of religious freedom that Cambodia is currently upheld is to mean allowing individuals to believe in, practice, and promote the religion of their choice without any force. This is to mean that without interference, without harassment, or any other repercussions, as long as religious practices are based on or result from those beliefs and do not break the law. We do not encourage or for these religions to do anything wrong, like murder or acts of terrorism or anything that makes the government weaker or undermines the government or undermines the constitution. Because of this fact, the royal government of Cambodia acknowledges and supports individuals to have the rights and freedom to abide by their own beliefs and related legitimate practices, so long as they do not disturb the rights and freedom of others. For instance, when one religious believer expresses opinions on another religion and he wants to express a belief on his thoughts on another religion, he needs to be very careful and to do his homework first. Uninformed comments not only endanger ill feelings, but an attitude of condescension on the other side. In order to achieve this, the government encourages that the public administration or government official should take charge of their duty and responsibility. They need to take charge of their duties and responsibilities with fairness and justice, especially that they should be neutral in holding office or in solving a problem. It is irrespective whether they are a community leader or a village leader or a commune leader, district leader or a provincial chief or a government official. One should avoid or reduce intentionally favoring one's faith over others and should make sure that everyone has the same religious rights and social and have the rights to participate in social circles and politics equally. It is very true that if the village chief is not neutral and neglects or bans other religions in his village, this would be a danger, and in other villages or communities, a commune leader is religiously based. For instance, one is a Muslim. For instance, if one is a Muslim, if a commune leader is a Muslim, and if he only thinks of Islam and doesn't think and consider Buddhism or Christianity or any other religious beliefs, then that would create a problem. All these problems have something to do with its accountability of neutrality in government leadership and institutions to ensure religious freedom. Last April 2008, Cambodia was the host country for the Asia-Pacific Interfaith Dialogue on Phnom Penh Interfaith Dialogue 2008 on Interfaith Cooperation for Peace and Harmony. This took place in the city of Phnom Penh. And the Prime Minister of Cambodia, Samdak Akyat Mohasine Phate Techo Hun Sen, he gave three recommendations for the religious development advancement with rejection of any form of persecution as follows. First, to respect the close, honest cooperation and solidarity based upon mutual understanding in all circumstances so as to bring about social unity and harmony. Second, to respect and practice personal religious disciplines with the obedience to the rights of the followers of other religions and adherence to principles of nonviolence, mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. Third, to respect an individual's freedom of religion, in which its value of each religious belief is to lead to right thinking so as to bring about happiness for the entire society. Actually, 95% of Cambodian people are Buddhist. And even though Buddhism is promoted as the state religion, Cambodia never prohibits or controls the practices of the followers of other religions. This indicates that all religions in Cambodia operate smoothly in all parts of the country. And so far, these operations have not endangered the public security and public order. In contrast, currently, all religious organizations in Cambodia nowadays contribute largely with the royal government of Cambodia in developing the country, especially for humanitarian affairs, education, healthcare, etc. Cambodia guarantees full rights of religious belief in the framework of existing laws, in order to ensure peace and mutual respect amongst religious groups. Our ultimate goal is to make great efforts in bringing our society and the whole world peace and religious harmony. I would like to take this opportunity and let me again give my thanks to the International Center for Law and Religious Study of Brigham Young University for inviting me and my delegation from the Ministry of Cults and Religions to participate in this year's symposium. Thank you very much for your attention, and may I wish you the best and wish the best to all of your excellencies. Ladies and gentlemen, please, I wish you the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, thank you very much, Your Excellency. Now we'll turn the time over to our colleague, His Excellency from Laos.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. John Quanton, who has been in Laos more than 10 times, leader and member of the International Center for Law and Religion of BIU. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, this is my great pleasure and privilege to be here. For me, it is the first time to attend this such kind of symposium, which will discuss on affair issue. For me and for our country, the freedom of religion is a component element which cannot be separated from the implementation of human rights nowadays. So let me firstly, on behalf of the Laos participants, express our sincere thanks to one member of organizing committee of the 16th Annual Law and Religion Symposium for the kind invitation and warmest hospitality. First, I would like to start my talk by introducing, in brief, our key institution, which play a fundamental role in handling the ethnic and religious affairs in the Lao People's Democratic Republic. As the coordinating center for all mass, social, and religious organizations. In this case, I wish to refer to the Lao Front for National Construction. In Lao language, we call Neo Lao Sang Sat, which was founded in August 13, 1950. Since then, the Lao Front for National Construction has made a great contribution to the struggle for national independence during the wartime and after the founding of the Lao People's Democratic Republic, 2nd December 1975, to the preservation of peace, stability, unity, harmony, national reconciliation, and social concord in our countries. Moreover, as an integral part in the political system of the People's Democratic regime, and a broad political alliance, the Fund has closely collaborated with the Lao Buddhist Federation Organization and the other religions in order to promote the sense of solidarity and unity within the national community, implement the right of belief or non-belief of the Lao citizen. All levels of the Lao Fund have taken the lead to coordinate with the religious organization and grouping in order to preserve and expand their positive contribution in the enhancement of the national unity. The Lao Front National for Construction. The Lao Front for National Construction at each level has increased the coordination with religious organization in order to advise them to respect the right of belief or non-belief of the citizen, to advise the citizen to nurture and to support the religious ceremony as well as the implementation of ecclesiastical principle and religious right. As you are aware that Laos is one of the most multi-ethnic countries in the world, which is composed by 49 ethnic groups with diversity of tradition, custom, and dialect. However, they have always lived together in harmony, unity, mutual respect, and assistance like a big family. The almost 6 million multi-ethnic Lao people have the right to believe or not to believe in any kind of religions, and their religious freedom has been clearly guaranteed in the Constitution of the Lao PDR. It Article 9 stipulates that the state respects and protects all lawful activity and encourage the Buddhist and the followers of other religions. Mobilize and encourage the Buddhist monks, novice, and priests of the other faith to participate in those activities which are beneficial to the country and its people. All acts of fomenting division among religion and among the people are totally prohibited. Besides, the Prime Minister of the Lao PDR had signed a decree on management and protection of the religious activity in the Lao PDR since July 5, 2002, with a view to ensuring the freedom of religion for all citizens without any discrimination. All Lao citizens have the equal right before the law in the belief or the non-belief of religion as stated in the juridical framework. The Article 2, 3, 4, and 5 of such decree strongly state that various religions existing in the Lao PDR have been established with the consent of the believer without any concern or bribing from any political institution or individual from outside or inside the country. The goal of activity of whatever small or big religions in the Lao PDR is based and aimed at serving the development of the country and educating the population of various social strata to follow the progressive teaching of their religion, such as avoiding badness, doing good, and having a pure heart, teaching women in the spirit of solidarity, mutual assistance, and love, assisting women in the spirit of equality, justice, and peace. In this context, the state respect and protect legitimate activity of believer. Also, Lao citizen, immigrant, stateless person, and foreigner resident in the Lao PDR have the right to engage or not organize, to engage in or organize religious ceremony in their pagoda or churches. Religious organization or the follower of each religion in Laos have the right to bring together believers to listen to sermons, to disseminate religion teaching, to conduct religious ceremony, and to organize a celebration or prayer or the usual day of the importance of its religion in the pagoda or church. The follower of a religion in the Lao PDR who reveal or co-lead in the revealing a state secret to other person living in the country or abroad who conduct activity inimical to the regime of the Lao PDR and who foster division among ethnic group or religion with a view to disturbing public order shall be punished in accordance with the regulation and law of the Lao PDR. I think the most important is that the believer of all religion in the Lao PDR shall observe and implement the constitution and law of the Lao PDR and preserve and expand historic, traditional, cultural heritage and the Lao national unity. Concerning the freedom of religion in Lao, let me inform that the majority of the Lao people, 67% are the Buddhist, followed by Christian 1.5%. Muslim and Baha'i are less than 1%. And animists are, and believers of the other religion are approximately 30.9% of the population. In this case, I would like to emphasize that the Buddhism has influenced a lot on and is closely linked to the way of thinking and the lifestyle as well as custom and tradition of the Lao people. Over the past year, our government has over-recognized, respect, and guaranteed the religious freedom of the worship, or belief and non-belief of citizens as individual rights. All kinds of religion in Laos have played an important role in disseminating the five tradition, taking part in HIV, AIDS prevention and control, working on campaigning AIDS and drug fighting, strengthening solidarity between social strata, morally improving the people's equality of life, and contributing in the promotion of social harmony, peace, and development. In this occasion, I would like to wish my express on the name of the Lao people our deep gratitude and sincere thanks to the Desiret International Charity Organization, DIC, who has been working in Laos many years, and the other religious NGO for their support and assistance in community development in the Lao PDR over the past year. Our government has been satisfied with the religious activity carried out in the framework of the law and constitution that we consider as an important contribution to the process of development of the country under the policy of renovation forward, toward the construction of a just, prosperous, caring, and morally cohesive society where the people love each other as brother and sister. We have always shared the view that all religions have the common ethical aspiration and value in which the people can live in harmony and mutual assistance without any discrimination. The use of force, violence in any form should be never accepted by any religion institution, including the manipulation of religious issues for political interests. I think all conflict should be resolved by peaceful means and dialogue on the basis of common and reasonable compromise. This is the correct path and just way of our religious conception, and that's why we are here to discuss and exchange our opinion in order to promote peace, friendship, mutual understanding, solidarity for the long-running interests of our society. Before concluding, once again, on behalf of the Lao participant, I would like to highly express the effort made by the all members of the Executive Committee of the ICLRS for holding such very important symposium in Provo. Thank you very much. Beth.
We do have time for some questions. We have somebody with the mic. So when you are recognized, hold your hand up and we'll have a mic to you, please. Questions? Yes, in the back, please.
Hi, hello. I'm from Thailand. Actually, I'm both of your neighbors. Let me ask some questions about of both countries. How many of religious organizations that your country has accept or register, and what would happen if the unregistered or unaccept religious organization runs their activities in your countries? Thanks.
Please, Minister, first.
Have you had translation?
I would like to say that in Cambodia, we have many religions, as I have told you. There's Buddhism, there's Islam, there's Christianity. For Christianity, we have many different sects, such as Catholic and Protestant. And there's Methodist sect, there is also the Adventists, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Mormons are also in Cambodia. And each sect always obeys the laws of Cambodia, all of them, the laws of our state that are clearly appointed. Aside from this, For Islam, there are four sects. But each of these sects or divisions have been registered appropriately in Ministry of Cults and Religions, of which I am the head. And Buddhism, we have two sects also, two large divisions. There's the Mahanikaya and there's the other one. We have more than 50,000 monks in our country.
Okay. Your Excellency, do you have a comment? Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your question. Talking about the registered religions institution in Lao PDR, in the Lao PDR. So far we have the Christ in the in the Christian religion. So far, we have the Roman Catholic, we have Protestantism, in which we have a different kind, different sect. We have Seventh Day, we have Adventist, and also we have Baha'i, we have Muslim. And talking about the Christian, we have about to the believer about 1,000, more than 1,000, more than 100,000, or the whole country. And we have more than 200 churches across the country. This is what we have on register. Listen. Yeah, yeah. They can organize the religious ceremony on the church, of course, on the mosque as they want, because they have plenty of freedom to do to organize that.
Thank you. I think also it was mentioned in both of the talks that providing that the organizations that come in do not infringe upon the security of the nation and also on the rights of others and other organizations. Other question. I had one myself, and that was, as modifications to laws and regulations are made within the Constitution, what procedures are followed? Now, I mean by that, in the United States, I used to write regulations for nuclear industry. And when I would write a law or a proposed law, I would have to advertise that in a newspaper we call the Federal Register. And then people would read that, they would comment on it, and I, as the writer of that, would have to respond to them. Are there such mechanisms in Cambodia or in Laos when you want to make a change or to issue a declaration for getting public comment?
So,
I wish to respectfully inform the chairman and the people participating. We do, and we take the Constitution as the foundation for all of our laws. In the 43rd article, as I read earlier, the freedom of belief is recognized as long as you don't affect the rights of others or the security or order of the society or the nation. This is very important. When we make laws according to the Constitution, we do whatever we can so that as long as people who follow religion keep the laws, as long as they don't affect the rights of other people, and you can't compel other people to enter your religion, to join your religion. These are our rules. These are our laws. In Cambodia, it is a parliamentary state. The people choose representatives. The parliament organizes the government, and they vote for the prime minister. The prime minister is the representative of the people who organizes the laws. But if the people are not willing, if they don't like the law or they don't agree with one law, there is the parliament. The parliament has the power. The people have the power through the parliament to change that law. The parliament can say this law is incorrect and then strike it down. This is the highest voice of the people in Cambodia.
Thank you. Do you have a comment, to Your Excellency?
Yeah. As we know that our country has started using the Constitution in August 15, 1991. And in 1993, we have amended some article concerning the radiation. Article 9 and Article 30 stated clearly about the freedom of radiation for the Laos citizen. And also, on the framework of that constitution, our government has issued a decree on protection and management of the radiation activity that I mentioned in my talk. Mm-hmm. I am sure that on the basis in the process of the implementation of such a decree, maybe in the future time, I am sure that our government will support a law on radiation to the National Assembly when the time is ready, I'm sure.
Thank you. Other questions? Well, we'd like to thank again our two participants in this session.